looked around as if searching for an explanation somewhere in the room, before bringing his eyes and tense-as-hell face back to me.
"Do you mind telling me what the hell is going on here?"
He tried to keep his tone measured, but it was like attempting to contain a raccoon in a paper bag, or his chest in one of his ridiculously form-fitting t-shirts. Didn't these shirts come in a bigger size? I swear, it seemed as if most of his shirts would be snug on a baby, for God's sake. Did he do this on purpose to distract me?
"Since when are you heading this operation?" he snapped at me.
"I'm not. If anyone is, it's your mom. She finally grabbed her lady balls and took charge," I threw right back at him.
"Her what? Don't talk about my mom like that. This was all your idea, wasn't it? Before you came along, my mom never would have done a thing like this." I huffed.
"And why is that, Mark? Is she too weak and vulnerable to take care of business like a man would?" I let the sarcasm drip from my tongue.
"You don't know anything about her, or my family."
He turned around and stomped toward the kitchen, like I was letting him walk out. I lowered my voice and tried to let the anger and tension ease. "I know more about it than you think I do. And I know your mom doesn't need to be coddled nearly as much as you assume she does. You need to open your eyes and see that even though she's had struggles, she is not weak. You're too busy taking care of her to notice that she needs to find her own way on her own terms, Mark." I was suddenly pleading with him, and I was so afraid he'd walk out.
"So you know everything about everything, is that it?"
he asked with his back to me, but I noticed that, like mine, his tone had calmed a little, and he wasn't reaching for the doorknob anymore. "No, Mark, I don't know much at all in the grand scheme of things, but I know you're a wonderful and caring son. I know you love her more than anything, but you can't protect her from everything, nor should you." He finally turned around and faced me again.
"Fiona, you can't just go sticking your nose into everybody's business and think you know what's best for everyone."
Gah! I was so sick of being accused when all I was doing was trying to help. "Mark, I'll stick whatever I want wherever I want. You can't tell me where to stick my stuff. I'll stick it where I want. Take that." He smirked and gave his head a little shake.
"You'll stick it where you want, huh?"
"Huh? How was this suddenly funny?" "Yeah," I responded with deadly seriousness as I crossed my arms over my chest. He took me in from head to toe and then threw his head back and roared with laughter. "What?" He just kept laughing and eventually bent at the waist with the power of it. "Have you lost your ever-loving mind?" Maybe he was in shock. Is maniacal laughter a symptom? No, pretty sure it's not. He started toward me again, having laughed so hard there were actual tears gathered on his ridiculous eyelashes. Uncertain of his motives, I backed up a step. I mean, who knew what he intended in his current mental state? Undaunted, he advanced further and abruptly bent down, gathered me by my thighs, and lifted me up off the ground. "Ack!" I shrieked, unable to escape from his hold and completely confused as to what was happening here. He gave one last chuckle and just said,
"Shortcake,"
as he lowered me to slide down his body until we were nose to nose. Ooh, tingly. His eyes hit mine before they traveled down to my mouth, and I finally realized what was happening. Mark Beckett was going to kiss me. I watched as his head tilted slightly to one side, and I considered for one millisecond that maybe I should stop him. But before I knew it, his lips covered mine, and I told all my inner voices to take a hike. Mama was getting some.